You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. Wednesday marked the 34th anniversary of the École Polytechnique shooting, when 14 women were killed in an act of misogynistic hate and terror. 12 of the 14 were engineering students. Family members, current students, and politicians including Justin Trudeau and François Legault were present at Montréal's Condorcet lookout for a ceremony honoring the victims. Current Polytechnique students read out the names of each woman as a beam of light shot into the December sky behind them. 14 white roses were placed before their photos.
Geneviève Bergeron.
Hélène Colgan.
Nathalie Croteau.
Barbara Daigneau.
Anne-Marie Edward.
Maud Avernick.
Barbara Klushnik-Vidaevich.
Maryse Laganac.
Maryse Leclerc.
Anne-Marie Lemay.
Sonia Pelletier.
Michel Richard.
Annie Saint-Arnaud.
Annie.
In comments to media after the ceremony, Prime Minister Trudeau condemned the attack 34 years ago, as well as the ongoing violence that women face in Canada.
Tonight we find ourselves once again on the 6th of December, weeping together the loss of 14 young women who were killed just because they were women. And we can reflect, and we have a responsibility to reflect that there has been some progress over the past 34 years, but not enough. There is still so much more work to do to make sure that everyone is safe in their home, that women are safe from gender-based violence, that we break down the hatred and the violence that still continues too much in our society. There's lots of work to do, and tonight, like we do regularly, we pledge ourselves to do even more. Merci beaucoup.
The Prime Minister had just finished speaking when he was interrupted by two men asking why he stayed silent on the thousands of innocent Palestinian women being killed by Israeli bombardment in Gaza.
Prime Minister, why won't you stand with the women of Gaza on this day of remembrance, sir? Why won't you stand with the girls of Gaza? Thousands of girls have been massacred.
Those men were quickly grabbed and removed by the RCMP, who were present inside the chateau where the event was taking place. The Gaza Health Ministry says at least 17,000 Gazans have been killed by Israel's military campaign since October 7th. 70% of those are women and children. In Canada, violence against women continues to go underreported and undercharged. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.